Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into BlackRock Inc., ticker symbol BLK, the world's largest asset manager with a staggering presence in the financial world. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So why are we talking about BlackRock? Well, if you're into investing, you've probably heard of them. They're a powerhouse managing trillions in assets through their iconic iShares ETFs, mutual funds, and more. Their influence spans across institutional and individual investors worldwide, making them a critical player in the financial markets. Today, we'll unpack their business model, financial health, and what's driving their stock price to see if this giant is still a buy. Let's start with a quick look at who BlackRock is. Founded in 1988, BlackRock Inc. is headquartered in New York City and operates globally with over 22,600 employees. Under the leadership of CEO Lawrence Fink, they've grown into a publicly owned investment manager, providing services to a wide range of clients, from pension funds to everyday retail investors. Their business is centered around asset management, offering investment advice, portfolio management, and risk management through offices in major cities like London, Tokyo, and San Francisco. With a market cap of over $155 billion, they're a titan in the financial services sector, specifically in the asset management industry. Now let's talk numbers, specifically revenue. BlackRock's revenue streams are diverse, which is a big plus for stability. For the fiscal year 2025, they reported total revenue of about $24.2 billion. Breaking it down, the lion's share, around $19.2 billion, comes from investment advice, which includes management fees from their funds and advisory services. Investment performance fees added another $1.4 billion, showing their ability to generate returns for clients. Distribution and shareholder services chipped in $1.35 billion, and other services rounded out at $277 million. Geographically, the Americas dominate with $16 billion in revenue, followed by Europe at $7.2 billion and Asia Pacific at $1.1 billion. This global spread helps cushion them against regional downturns, which is something I love to see in a company like this. Moving on to earnings, BlackRock has been posting some solid results. In their fiscal year 2025, they reported a net income of $5.55 billion, translating to an earnings per share of $35.84. That's a decent performance, though if we look back at 24, they actually had a higher EPS of $42.45 on a net income of $6.37 billion. The dip in 2025 might raise some eyebrows, but it's still a healthy profit margin at around 23%, showing they're efficient at turning revenue into bottom-line gains. Over the past few years, their earnings have shown resilience, even with market volatility, which speaks to their strong business model centered on recurring fee income from assets under management. Let's dive a bit deeper into what's driving these numbers by looking at insights from their most recent earnings call for Q4 2025. Management highlighted a strong finish to the year, with robust financial performance driven by growth in their core index fund business and strategic acquisitions. They also noted an increase in assets under management, which is a key driver for their fee-based revenue. BlackRock's focus on technology and data analytics, particularly through their Aladdin platform, continues to set them apart from competitors by enhancing risk management for clients. Additionally, they're optimistic about expanding in private credit and alternative investments, areas that are gaining traction despite competitive pressures. This forward-looking strategy suggests their positioning for long-term growth, even in a challenging economic environment. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the balance sheet for 2025, BlackRock reported total assets of nearly $170 billion, with cash and equivalents at a healthy $11.5 billion. That's a strong liquidity position, especially with total current liabilities at just $2.2 billion. Their total equity stands at $55.9 billion, showing a solid foundation for growth or to weather any storms. Looking at profitability metrics, their return on equity is around 10.6%, and return on invested capital is about 6.6%, both indicating decent efficiency in using capital. On the cash flow side, while specific 2025 data isn't fully detailed yet, in 2024, they generated $4.7 billion in free cash flow, which is impressive and supports their ability to pay dividends and reinvest in the business. Debt to equity sits at 0.27, so they're not overly leveraged, which is another green flag for me. Now, let's talk valuation. BlackRock's current stock price is hovering around $909.31, with a trailing PE ratio of about 27.9. That's a bit on the higher side compared to the industry average of 47.2, suggesting the stock might not be as overvalued as some peers, but it's still not cheap. Their forward PE for 2025 is estimated at 24.4, dropping further to 21.5 by 2026, which could indicate the market expects earnings growth to slow a bit. Price to sales is at 6.4, reflecting a premium for their revenue generation. With a dividend yield of 2.14%, it's also a nice bonus for income-focused investors. Comparing this to the sector, BlackRock's valuation seems reasonable, but we'll dig deeper into intrinsic value later to see if it's truly a bargain. Let's break down BlackRock through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is robust, with consistent revenue growth and a massive asset base under management. Their global presence and diversified revenue streams across regions and products are huge advantages. On the technology front, their Aladdin platform is a game changer for risk management. However, weaknesses include exposure to market volatility. When markets tank, so do their fees tied to assets under management. Competition is also fierce in the ETF and passive investing space. For opportunities, expanding into private credit and alternatives is a big growth area, as is their push into emerging markets. Threats include regulatory pressures, especially around ESG mandates, and potential economic downturns that could hit investor confidence and, by extension, BlackRock's bottom line. Overall, they're well-positioned, but not without risks. Looking at recent performance, BlackRock stock has had an interesting run. Over the past week, it's up 3.45%, which is a nice short-term bump. However, it's down 1.48% over the past month and 3.09% over 6 months, showing some choppiness. On a brighter note, the stock has gained 10.54% over the past year and a solid 55.54% over 5 years, outperforming many in the asset management space. Compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up 7.75% over the year, BlackRock is holding its own. Short term, I'd watch for momentum. Breaking above key resistance levels could signal a move higher, but there's also downside risk if broader markets weaken. Now let's get into intrinsic value analysis to see if BlackRock is fairly priced. Using a discounted cash flow model, we can estimate the stock's worth based on future cash flows. I've run the numbers using historical free cash flow data and standard assumptions, like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate. However, I do want to point out a key limitation here, since BlackRock operates in the financial services space. DCF isn't always the best method for valuing banks or asset managers like BlackRock, because their business model doesn't rely on traditional free cash flows in the same way industrials or tech companies do. Instead, metrics like price-to-earnings or price-to-book ratios and even dividend discount models often provide a clearer picture. That said, let's see what the DCF suggests. Based on the DCF calculation, the intrinsic value comes out to around $456.28 per share, which is significantly below the current market price of $909.31. This suggests the stock might be overvalued by a wide margin if we strictly follow this model. However, as I mentioned, DCF has its limitations for a company like BlackRock. If we look at alternative metrics like the forward PE or PB ratios and consider their consistent dividend yield of 2.14%, the stock doesn't seem as overpriced relative to peers. My take? Use this DCF as a starting point, but weigh it against other valuation methods before making a call. So what's the final verdict on BlackRock? They're undeniably a leader in asset management with a strong financial foundation, global reach, and a business model that generates steady fee income. Their recent performance shows resilience, and strategic moves into private credit and tech-driven solutions are promising for future growth. However, the stock's valuation raises some questions. While it's not outrageously overpriced compared to the industry, the DCF suggests caution, though we know that's not the perfect tool here. For long-term investors, BlackRock offers stability and a decent dividend, but I'd wait for a better entry point if you're looking for value. What do you think? Are you bullish on BlackRock, or do you see risks I didn't cover? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives into stocks like this. Until next time, keep investing smart.